Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. Another tragedy on our beaches. At the weekend, a 73-year-old woman has died after being pulled unconscious from the water at South Valla Beach. It happened late Saturday afternoon. Police say it's believed the woman was swimming when she suffered a medical episode. Despite the best efforts of paramedics, she died at the scene. Across the state, there were also 46 near drownings and more than 240 rescues performed over the weekend. It's prompted a plea from Surf Life Saving New South Wales for us to always swim between the flags at patrolled beaches. The clean-up continues in Port Macquarie after that microburst storm that hit on Friday afternoon. The SES, with help from fire and rescues, responded to more than 230 calls for assistance, bringing in crews from across the region to help work through the backlog of jobs. Power is now available to all of the premises affected by the storm as of late yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, Mayor Peter Pinson says she's already spoken to the Deputy Premier and the Member for Cowper about applying for natural disaster assistance.
I know we've not seen something like this on our side of the shore, but a freaky fact is that on the 3rd of February 2020, 3 years ago to the day, we saw the North Shore hit with a mini tornado as well.
An independent engineer will this week assess Port Macquarie breakwall to determine whether he thinks the upgrade should go ahead. The Save Our Breakwall group raised $8,000 for the assessment to be carried out, taking place over 3 days this week. And some good news for our local surf life-saving clubs, with more cash on the way for upgrades. The state government will hand over close to $500,000 to continue major renovations at Tacking Point. There's also a smaller grant for improvements at Port Macquarie. Having a look at sport now, in rugby league, recently retired Sharks prop Aidan Tolman's getting back to the grassroots. In a massive coup for the region, the Kempsey product has taken up a position with Northern New South Wales Rugby League as game development manager.